Okay, you motherfucker, you.
Excuse me?
I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us stupid calling. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
I say, is there a toilet here?
No, this is a haberdashery. There is a toilet at the post office next door.
Thank you.
Are you not well?
My bowels are loose and I feel feverish.
The bathroom is at the post office, but I think you need a doctor.
Yes. Where is the doctor's office?
The doctor's office is close. From the Pyongyang International House of Culture.
Thank you. I ache all over.
You are not well.
Can I get an injection there?
Yes, our hospitals have the most modern amenities.
I hope to see a lift. I am too tired to walk the stairs.
Yes.
What is the cost of the hospital?
Cost is nothing. We don't pay for the medical care. We believe it is criminal offense to profit from illness.
That is logical. Thank you for your assistance.
We know well that if we defend socialism, we'll enjoy victory and happiness, and on the contrary, if we abandon it, we'll suffer defeat. No challenging, no difficulty can shake the conviction of socialist career.
We are
one! You heard about what's going on in there?
Heard a lot of bullshit talk, I know that much.
This isn't bullshit, my friend.
Do you know something?
Don't listen.
What do you know?
Maybe I do and maybe I don't. What I say is they got no business negotiating. We're going to be going back in there with a bullet for everybody in the yard.
Oh, is that right?
We do it now, we do it later. Later ain't gonna be no use. Am I right, Al?
Now, wait a minute, Frank. We got a lot of angry guys in there. Black Muslims, Panthers, young lords. Besides your average anti-social.
So we gotta go in, right? Clean their clocks.
94 Revolution!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first of the evening. And now...
Okay, hey guys. How to do that? How to do the do that? Hello there. Hello there. These bees are the Postmasters General. I'm not the Postmaster General. I'm Carlito, the host of the show. Thanks for joining me right now. I am alone. I'm scared for being alone. Yeah. And I'll be doing them prank calls. I'm really excited about them. Yeah. If you're not there already, be sure to head over to madhouselive.com. That's my website. That website is used for subscribing to my podcast, checking out my variants. My variants, yeah, sure, why not? That's a thing. My variants. Check out my variants over there. And you can also go to, what's it called there, prankcallnation.com. Yeah, it's here for that site. That's where you can get all the other shows that are on this fledgling network. Fledgling, however that goes. Etc. Network that we are all on. Let's get right to it. Let's see if I can get someone to pick up the phone. You know, I'm always at the mercy of someone actually picking up the damn phone. Hey, can I get a favor, though? If you are let me announce. YouTube video is up again this week. Hopefully this time I got the problem fixed where I didn't have the audio going out on it. So if you wouldn't mind letting me know if you can hear me talking. Now, you're not going to hear music, but you should at least be able to hear me talking. Let me know that that's working, please. I would appreciate that. The Tiny Chat Room is also working. That's tinychat.com/prankcallnation. Again, that's tinychat.com/prankcallnation. I think there's already some asshats in there now. Hey, guys. How you doing? Yeah. But as I was saying, let's get right to the prank calls with our first one of the night. This is the person named Dale who has 5 acres of land with a decent fence. This guy posted this once already, and I think I called him about it. I'll have to ask him, where am I going to shit? Hopefully I got enough credits to last the night. Help me, God. Make them, extend them like oil and Hanukkah. I have soda. I saved the soda for the show.
Hello.
Hey, boy. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
None of your business. I see that you still haven't gotten rid of them acres you had, the 5 acres. Hello? Why, because I said none of your business? Just being honest, it's none of his business, right? Inu says he hears stupid Mexican. I'm guessing that means it's working. Hello? Yeah, he ain't gonna talk to me now because I insulted his degree of madness. That's not even a thing, I'm pretty sure, but it sounded good at the time. If you're watching on YouTube and not listening over at prankcallnation.com, you're going to miss out on the music because YouTube and Google are not very happy when you happen to, like, I don't know, stream music on their service, and they'll actually kick you off instantly. It actually detects it on the fly. That Google, is there anything they can't do? So that explains why you're not hearing music. So if you want the full scope, the full thing, head on over to prankcallnation.com. But you can always just stay where you are and catch that later. You can use this to see me and see the chat room. The chat room shows up on the video too. Yeah.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Bullshit. I'll try it again. Although that was a long ring sequence we just had.
Hello?
Yay, how are you? See, you picked up the second there. How about that, huh? Hello? Is that Jeff?
There it is.
You selling something? You're selling some stuff? You posted?
No, you got the wrong number.
Oh, you're looking for a job doing masonry work, right? Have you done masonry work before? You looking for a job?
I've done laboring and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. What can you do?
I make mud, hauling, carry brick, block. I've done a lot of stone work. I can do it.
All right, I'll interview you now. How do you make the mud? Tell me.
Say what?
I'm interviewing you now. I got a job. I need people to start either tomorrow or Tuesday, permanent work.
Where at?
there's a new development they're starting to build called the Horse Machine Ranch Road here. And I'm the foreman.
Where's that at? I live in Rogersville.
Yeah, I'm a contractor. They sent me out here to be in charge of building the damn thing. We're starting breaking ground tomorrow. I could use a Tuesday, starting Tuesday, but you can come on down tomorrow if you want. start working tomorrow.
I've got a doctor's appointment in the morning.
All right, well, Tuesday. You want to start working Tuesday? I pay $18.50. Yeah. I pay $18.50 an hour, and you get extra $2 if you work on Sundays. Extra dollar if you work on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Fuck yeah, motherfucker. Sounds good. So tell me, how do you make the mud? How do you make the mud? Tell me.
It's according to where we're, I mean.
How are you used to making it?
It's been like a two-bag mixer.
A two-bag mixer machine?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. And what do you put in there? Tell me.
Yeah, the people I work for, we start out, put a 3/4 of a full bucket of water in it at first, and then put in 15 shovels of sand, and put one bag in, and then put about, I don't know, according to how wet the sand was or whatever, if it was dry, we'd put more water, but if the sand was wet, a little wet, we'd put 15 more in it. Or put another 3/4 of a bucket of water in it, and then 15 more shovels.
All right, shut up.
Sand, and then another bag.
Okay. All right, shut up, please. All right, so can I let... Yeah, that sounds perfect. Can I let you know how we do it, please? Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, the way we do it,
yeah.
We have a different... We use what we call a water machine. Do you know about the water machine?
No.
Okay. You go into the you pull down your pants and your underwear, and then you sit down on it, and you push out your bowels and your shit out of your ass, and that's the mud. That's what we call making mud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you.
No, I'll pay you that much money to do that. Just sit around and shit for me like a retarded bird. Like a retarded bird that shits all the time? Yeah, fuck you. Long arm with the law grabs a mic to make it mud, everybody. The death sentences of this live. Chris says... No, that was Chris we just talked to. Hang on. Hold the phone. Kyle says, I am look for any unwanted scrap. I talked to this guy last week. He posted again. That's funny. Well, yeah. I don't think it was last week. It was last show. On the 14th, I did a show. I believe that's when I talked to this guy. Or maybe it was last Sunday. I told him everything I had. I told him he could take it and shove it up his ass.
Yep.
Hey, how you doing? Happy Black Monday. Were you looking to get rid of some scrap?
Yeah.
Would you take a refrigerator?
Yeah. Where yet?
Well, it just depends where you coming from exactly.
Rogersville.
All right. You know the Pike? You know where the Pike is?
No, not right off.
Oh, shit. I can text you the address. Would that work? Do you have GPS on your phone machine?
Yeah.
Is this here a text and phone?
Yeah.
All right. Is it all right? I text it to this number. It won't mess up your texting?
No, that's fine.
Okay. All right. And then what do? You take it down? You just recycle them? Recycle it?
Yeah.
Okay. How far up your ass will you put the laundry machine and the washer and dryer?
I'll stick it up your ass.
No, no. You take it, not me, stupid. That's not how it works. You come here and put it up your ass.
No, I'll stick it up your ass, stupid.
Well, then, I can just do that myself.
Well, yeah.
Huh? Well, yeah. He was agreeing. Well, yeah, you got points, sir. Yeah. We cannot be
Hello?
Hey, buddy, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. All right?
Yeah.
All right, are we okay, me and you?
No, we ain't okay.
Oh, can you recommend something I can put a... Oh, damn it. And I want to explain what I was going to say. I don't want you guys to ever know until I use it. Ah, fucking water, yeah. Fucking tap water, so fucking good, man.
Stumbling thoughts, jumping.
Right, we're done with that guy. We're done with him.
Looking for drunken when your soul bubble from hunger and jumping the cock and plugging the latch and turning it pop.
Let's see what we got here on
that. Forgot my discernment. 50 E breakdown shift. You turn it at 30. Now here we go with five.
Someone has five new windows, light fixtures, and new and old doors. Some with frames.
Breaking the shackles and using the deck. Who on test? Even was baffled and laid to rest at the battle with flesh. I had it with stress. Hand on my chest.
500 for it all. 500 for all of it, good deal. I mean, good deal at the end. Good deal. Good deal. Good deal. Good deal.
Yolo.
Hey, good deal. Good deal.
Huh?
You got a good deal.
Good deal.
Yeah, that's a good deal. That's a good deal you got there, motherfucker. On that stuff,
fuck this.
Huh? You're selling the new windows and light fixtures and old doors?
Oh, yeah. My bad. Oh, I couldn't. I didn't know what the heck you were talking about. My bad, dude.
Yeah,
I was like, huh, what?
Yeah, fucking asshole. But,
yeah, I got windows, five brand new windows. They're white from us. Some of them need cleaned up a little bit because they're dirty, but I got...
You're dirty. You're
single
dirty.
Windows.
You're dirty.
All kinds of stuff. Try to get rid of it. I just don't want it.
You're dirty, though, right?
Huh?
You're dirty?
Dirty? No, it's all clean.
No, you.
No, I'm not dirty.
You're not dirty people?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. It's all clean. Uh-huh. My old lady got this stuff from her landlord.
Uh-huh.
She found out we was moving and stuff. And her landlord gave all this stuff to her to sell or do what we wish with.
Okay. Did you have sex, like, on top of the doors or anything like that?
What?
Like, did you do any fucking, like, on the...
Who the fuck is this?
Eddie.
Eddie who?
Eddie Cross.
Eddie Cross?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know you.
I don't know you. So, anyway, so did your, how many teeth do you have? Do you have all your teeth, I should say? And your girl? Do you have all your teeth? Hello? Whatever. Get the fuck out of here.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, honey. Did you hear what your husband said to me?
Yeah, it sounded like you mentioned the word sex and doors. I could hear it across the room. And
no,
he
called me son of a bitch.
Did you call him son of a bitch? Because I didn't hear him say that.
No.
No, he didn't, sir.
Oh, can you tell him I said he's a cunt? And that his wife's a cunt?
And he says you're a cunt.
And his wife's a cunt.
You know you're talking to the wrong person, right? You don't say that shit to him.
No, say that your wife, his wife is a cunt. Tell him I said that, too.
Oh, you said that I'm a cunt, too.
You must be a chicken shit.
And your pussy, tell him that I said your pussy stinks. I'm not saying this. I'm just tell him to say that. I said it.
Okay, he said that he said to tell you that he says that my pussy stinks.
Yeah. Now tell him that you've gotten bigger dicks than him before. Can you tell him that you've gotten bigger dicks than him before and that it felt better than him?
Oh, why do you want me to say that? Because he just beat the fuck out of you for that.
No, go ahead, say it.
He said that to tell you that this guy's dick's been in me before and that he feels better.
That you've had
something like that. What'd you say?
That you've had bigger dicks than him in you before and that they feel better.
Fuck. So I've had bigger dicks in me before and that they feel better. Who is this fucking guy?
I don't know. You fucking retarded or something?
I just want to hear
me.
You.
Me?
I just wanted
to
hear
you fucking retarded?
I just wanted to hear your wife say a bunch of sexy shit. Hot, sexy shit.
That's fucked up.
And change the battery in that alarm system there, fucker.
Fucker.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, that sounds like I fucked your mom before.
That's right, pussy ass bitch, motherfucker. You. Your mom.
Yeah, I think I do remember you. I'm the one to fucking get nuts to your motherfucking ass, man. I fucked your daddy too.
Your mom is dead. Your mom is dead. Your mom is dead.
Well, I think I fucked you in the ass. Your mom. I think you needed it.
Your mom is dead.
You're a dumb baby.
Your mom is dead. Your mom is dead.
Sure. Okay.
All right. Now hang up the phone.
Let me fuck.
Hang up the phone, motherfucker.
Let me fuck your mom in her ass, too.
Yeah, hang up the phone, motherfucker.
We're having too much fun. This is great.
Yeah, this is fun shit.
No, I command you to hang
I
up.
I love fucking
phone.
Shit.
I command you to hang up the phone.
You command yourself, man.
No, I
get your hands out of your pants, quit jacking off.
When you hang up the phone, it means that I've got a bigger dick than you and that your wife likes it better when she gets bigger dicks of my size. That's what.
Wow.
That's what hanging up is going to signify.
You're a queer, dude.
No, I'm not.
He's probably over there masturbating right now if he had nothing else to do with his wife.
This is what we get for trying to sell some fucking motherfucking windows.
I can't, man. It's like, you're dirty. It's like, I'm not dirty. I think this motherfucker is dirty. I think he wants to get fucked in the ass like prison style shit.
You got nothing better to do with your time but listen to Tradio and Swap Shop and take people's numbers and call and say crazy shit? Do you not have a life?
You don't have a life, do you?
I told you to hang up. Everything I said was true. Told you. C30 worthy, not even close. Still revealing with ghosts between these girls and thugs, y'all slugs. Who's next? Master techniques from these activists and chiefs. Hello, I am looking for a job. What the fuck do I keep bringing that one? Jesus Christ. Alright, 96 Audi. It's better than a Mercedes and a BMW put together. Someone's looking to buy nicotine patches. In unopened packaging, expired by a few months is okay. Alright, I give up. I'm getting ready to start throwing darts. But before that, I'll give Swap Shop one last try. A lady has posted a set of running boards for an Equinox. I have a Western wagon. I don't know what the fuck that is. I don't care. Four ATV tires. I have a two-bedroom mobile home for rent. Alright, I'll try it. This will probably be the last one of these. feeling some lows. I'm feeling some lows. We gotta play some proper lows roulette, like I like to do. You know what I'm saying?
Hello, Bob.
Yeah, hey, how are you?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
In here?
You have a mobile home?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that have to do with bail bonds? Do you do bail bonds too?
Maybe bail bonds is my job.
Maybe? Why do you say maybe? Why can't you just say that's what it is?
Well, you know, but... Yeah, I've got a mobile home for rent, but your attitude, I don't think I'd let you rent any damn thing.
No, what attitude? I don't have I was just curious. Like,
you got a piss poor fucking attitude when you call somebody. No. What does that have to do with bail bonds? It don't matter what the fuck it's got to do with bail bonds or whatever. I answer my phone however I fucking want to. I pay the goddamn bill. Do you understand that, you old son of a bitch?
Fuck you, motherfucker. You understand that, you son of a bitch? Damn. Flew off the handle. I barely did anything. I just scratched the surface of that dude.
Don't fucking call me.
Listen. I'm sorry, okay? Motherfucker. Save this cat's number, man. Piss poor attitude.
Listen,
motherfucker, motherfucker.
I don't want to put up with your motherfucker. Ass. Don't call me no more.
Motherfucker. Whatever. He's still a motherfucker. I gotta save that number. I'll call him later with a different colorid. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I has it. Let's go. Alright, so we're going to play proper Lowe's Roulette, and for this we'll need the cooperation of everyone in the chat room. What I do is I call a Lowe's home improvement place here in the United States, and what is it? You need to give me a number. Oh shit, see, I always screw it up. Just give me a number. What you're going to do is when I say go, you start type in the chat room a number between 3 and 6. And then in the chat room, I will post the word poop. And whoever has the first response immediately after my typing and entering of the word poop in the chat room. And again, this is over all at prankcallnation.com/chat. Whoever does that, that'll be the option we'll pick. So again, it should be a number between 2 and 6. If someone posts a number outside of those bounds or something that is a non-integer, it will be not considered, and the next one will pick. The next one will be the pick. Okay. All right. So anyway, I have to find a load. So it looks like the Super Bowl is the Patriots. Someone just got blown out. I saw 47 to something. I think it was the Patriots. It's Patriots Seahawks. I know the Seahawks call. It was a good fucking game right before the show started. Anyway, I got my lows here. Let me load that in because people are already putting in the numbers.
All right. For calling Lowe's.
Start your numbers. In the chat room now.
For directions to the store, press 1. For store hours, press 2. For information on deliveries, press 1. For scheduled installation,
number 5.
Press 2.
Wins.
Home services.
Who
press
had
3.
It?
Appliances, press 4.
Flutter Pie.
Lumber
had
and
it.
Building materials. Press transferring to lumber and building materials. Please hold.
Lumber and building.
Lumber department is Nito. How can I help you?
Hey, what's your name? Nito?
Yes.
How you spell that?
N-I-T-O.
All right. Do you have the wood machines?
The what?
The wood The wood machines?
Wood machines?
Mm-hmm.
You mean like a saw?
The big machine you use for the wood there when you buy it.
You mean to cut it?
The one that goes... That one, you know, goes... like that.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, how can you not have a wood machine then? Oh, getting hung up already on. Because I was stupid. Bato.
Hello?
Hey, buddy.
Hello?
You came back. Hey.
Hey.
Why'd you come back?
Yeah.
I heard the hang-up music.
Okay.
Why is there a song before it hangs up on me when I call this place? How does that work?
I don't know, sir.
Do you put me on hold and then hang up? Is that corporate policy, or does it just work like that? Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about? Huh?
No, I don't. Uh-huh. I don't know how that works.
Sounds like you got a nice root on you, huh?
Okay.
You got a nice root?
Is there anything else I can help you with, sir?
You packing a nice root under there?
Yeah.
Why you hit button?
I don't know exactly.
What's the button mean?
Hello?
What's the button mean that you hit? What's that?
Okay.
What number was that? What number? One or two? You hit one or two. One of those, right? Two. You hit two, right? Hello? Hello, nerd. Anyway, all right, we're calling back. And in the chat room, go ahead and start submitting your choice for the next one. The winner is 7. I think 7 is an option. I said 2 through 6, damn it.
Press 1. Transferring to hardware and tools. All right, please hold.
All right, so you can do 2 through 7. I think you can actually do 8 also. 2 through 8 we'll do. 8 will take us to the next. Oh, man. Front desk now.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Para instrucciones en español.
All right.
For directions.
Random numbers right now. Do them now, quickly. I guess it's 4. Because no one really wanted to answer anything. We're calling 4 back.
Transferring to appliances.
Oh, no.
Please hold.
Last one we did was 5. This is 4. I might have to call a different Lowe's. This one's kind of flat.
Appliances, this is Morelio. Can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Yeah. I need to have get an explanation here, actually. I was talking to somebody, and they said that just because I put a bowling ball in my appliance that I got there, that it wasn't valid. I just got this letter back. I guess it came in the mail yesterday, and I'm seeing it now for the first time. But supposedly, just because I put a bowling ball in it and then turned it on, I'm not able to get it fixed. How's that fair?
You put a bowling ball inside?
Yeah.
I don't know. You want me to transfer to one of the managers?
Yeah, I think so, because this is disgusting. This is a disgusting thing that you people have done to me. You have disgraced my family.
I don't understand. Are you saying that is something wrong with the dryer and it's not working?
Yeah, it doesn't go. It doesn't go anymore.
It doesn't because go. There was a bowling ball inside?
Yeah, it was a bowling ball got put in it, yeah, and it doesn't want to go now.
Okay. All right, let me transfer you to customer service. Tell them to get you a store manager, okay?
Okay, you motherfucker, you.
Excuse me?
Okay. Hello, damn it. Hello, damn it. Hello. Been hung up on. Or maybe not. I think that's just, this is just our house, their hold. Oh. I really want to hold to see if I get the manager, because you know he's explaining it to him right now what the fuck I just said. Fucking bitch. Guys, let me know if YouTube audio is working now. It looks like it wasn't working before. Looks like I just got it going. I don't know why I did that, but it did it. Let me know if you can hear me. No one might look. This is a copyright song and it will get us in trouble. That's happened to me before in the YouTube shit. And if you do want to see the live video feed, you can see it. It's on the front page over at madhouselive.com at the top. Redesigned, once again, redesigned madhouselive.com. So it's redesigned this last week. Alright, I'm tired of waiting. What was this for, was it now? Who, what now? Do what now, was it? I'm ignorant. I'm ignorant. Excuse me?
Thank you for calling Lowe's. Para instrucciones en español, marque 3.
So yes, if you're watching on YouTube now, you're just finally getting audio. Sorry about that. The last 30 minutes of the show were muted once again.
Press 0. For information on the list, transferring to appliances, please hold.
All right. Let's see if we can get him to pick back up. Hello? There we go. Here we go. Jared Bray, don't be sending me any fucking game invites on Facebook, you motherfucker.
Fine, sir. This is Morelia. Can I help you?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. You were over there trying to get a stupid manager, a stupid advisor to talk to me.
Yes.
Yeah. Why did it take so long, you little monkey?
Excuse me?
You monkey animal, you. How long is it going to take to talk to someone over there? Shit.
Well, why are you insulting me?
Because the fucking shit doesn't go anymore. You understand?
No, why would you want to put a bowling ball in a dryer?
It's not my fault. I was trying to dry it because I was going to be bowling. Okay? It got WD-40 on it. So I ran it through the wash, and I was trying to run it through the dryer to get the last of the WD-40 burned off.
Okay,
I said it. Next thing I know, I come back. The dryer came out. It flopped down. It knocked over my birdcage, and I have a cockatiel named Bozo, and he was flying around. He took shits everywhere all over the fucking TV.
You have to talk to a manager.
Well, how long is it going to be, ass?
Hold on a second.
You ass?
Larry.
Let me get you something.
Hey, I want to talk to a man, not a woman.
I don't know who this guy is.
This is Larry.
Yeah, I want to talk to a man, not a woman.
Okay, how can I help you, sir?
I'm not very happy. Listen, the bowling ball, just because the bowling ball goes in a dryer, I get a letter back saying that you guys aren't going to fix it. This is disgusting.
Okay, let me know the situation that's going on. I'm just jumping into it, so if you wouldn't mind letting me know what's going on, I'll try and see what we can figure out.
I left my house with the dryer running. I came back and had fell over. It caught on fire. It started smoking, but it luckily didn't go into a raging fire, right? And knocked over the bird cage, and my cockatiel Bozo got out and was flying around and was taking big shits everywhere. I got shit all over the place. So I took the dryer. I had it taken, and they took it, and then they said no. The guy took a look at it and said no because you put a bowling ball in it. It broke the warranty. And I said, God damn motherfucker, you better fix this motherfucker like that. And I poked him in the chest with my finger, like really hard. I kept poking him really hard. And he said, all right, you know, and he said he was going to try just submitting some kind of, what do they call it, like an appeal form. And then I got it back in the mail, I guess Friday or Saturday, and it says no, because I put a bowling ball in it.
Okay, can I get your name and number, sir?
Yeah, so I want to know, first of all, which one of you motherfuckers over there is the one that said that I put a bowling ball in it?
I don't know, sir. Is it XPO that came out and checked it, or was it the repair service that came out?
I don't know. Some stupid Mexican motherfucker.
All right, sir, if you could just...
Some beaner. The beaner. He was like, like that. That's how he was saying it. Stupid motherfucker.
All right, sir. Can I get your name and number, and I'll try and get some information and find out what's going on with the issue.
I want to make sure it's a man that talks to me, and preferably a white Caucasian man.
All right, sir. I'll do what I can.
Can you make that guarantee?
I can.
Huh? Hello? Hello, motherfucker.
Can I get your name and number, sir?
Yeah, my name is Cross.
Hello?
Cross. My name is Cross.
Cross?
Yeah.
And your phone number?
It's 619-582-2015. Motherfucker. And put down, I want you to write down next to my name, put down motherfucker.
Okay, sir.
Mother. Right, well, motherfucker. Write it down. Did you write it? Did you write it?
Sir?
Did you write motherfucker?
I did not write motherfucker down on it.
Well, do it now. Write it, motherfucker. Write it, you motherfucker.
Sir, I need you to kind of refrain from the language.
Fucking
I'm
shit.
Try and help you out with your
fucking
situation.
Shit. Fucking shit. Can you transfer me to tools?
I can help you out.
No.
What can I help you out with?
I need an item looked up.
What item do you need looked up?
It's the machine.
Which machine?
The main machine.
I'm going to need a little more information on the machine.
It's a main machine. It turns on. It takes the power. It goes in. It goes me like that. It goes me.
I'm trying to help you out the best I can, but you're not being very cooperative.
Hip. All right. You're not helping me out, man. Oh, it's a slow night tonight.
I'm trying
to
do the best I can, sir.
This is a slow night tonight, though, you know? Nothing's really popping off yet. It sucks, bro.
All right,
so
let me
like
find
the Sunday
out what's going
thing.
On with
your the order. Sunday thing, doing the show on the Sundays, everyone's like out of energy or something. It's like trying to piss a guy off who just came, you know, who just had an orgasm. It's like, how do you do that? You can't. It's hard.
Right,
it's really hard to piss a guy off right after he gets off. You know what I mean?
Yes. So I will find out what's going on with your order.
Okay.
And I'll probably be giving you a call tomorrow, or one of us will give you a call tomorrow and see what we can do for you. All right?
Right, you little monkey. You foreigner, little monkey, beaner, Mexican fucking idiot.
All right. You have a nice night.
Beans and rice. Beans and rice. Bye. Whatever, stupid. It was okay. He wasn't. I don't know. The first guy, all he really said was, "What did you say?" Whatever the fuck it was. It was funny, but was it really worth all that time? Well, Noon, if you want me to, you know, do UK numbers, why don't you get me some?
All I can say now.
You want to do me a favor and do that?
But every one of us fears the very same thing.
What? Fucking chat room. Fucking chatters. Fucking assholes. All of them. No, that's not true. Hey, how about one last round of Lowe's Roulette? Now that we got a manager involved in this, we might be able to get one last one in there. Now make it a good department. If it's one of the ones we just did, I'm not going to do it. So don't do 5 and don't do 7, I guess. If you do 5 or 7, I'm not going to do it. So a number between 2 and 8, excluding 5 and 7. 2 and 8, excluding 5 and 7. And start that now.
you for calling Lowe's. The store is now closed. We will open.
Store is closed. Never mind. Fuck your numbers. That's funny. The problem was holding him there for like a long time after the store was already closed. What an asshole I am. Was I having a nightmare last night, or was Prankmaster somehow getting Dwight to call him last night? Did that really happen? Yeah, that did, didn't it? That was so surreal. That was a weird show last night. All right, here's Okitan Japanese Bistro. Hey, how you doing, baby?
Hi,
my baby. How are you?
This is Okitan Japanese Bistro.
Yeah, I'd like to make an order, motherfucker.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Are
yeah.
you ready, sir?
Oh, yeah. One chicken sesame chicken.
One sesame chicken?
Yeah, with rice.
Yes, sir.
Rice and beans.
Yeah, this is rice, sir.
Huh?
This come is rice, sir.
Fried rice or steamed rice, motherfucker?
Steamed rice.
Stupid motherfucker. Who do you think you are? Huh?
Excuse me, sir?
Who do you think you are, you motherfucker, you? Yeah, can I get that? Okay.
I'm just taking order, sir.
Okay, that's nice. Okay, yeah, so you got that?
Yes, sir.
All right, and then let's see here. How much does that come to?
Sesame chicken is $13.95 plus tax, so $15.07, sir.
Do you have sashimi? Do you have sashimi?
Oh, we have a sashimi, sir. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have sashimimi?
Sashimi. What kind of sashimi would you like, sir?
Sashimi mimimo.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Mimimo? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, it's called Mimimo. Mimimo?
Mimimo.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea, sir.
What about Pape People? Pape People?
No, sir.
You don't have Pape People?
Yeah, I don't think we have.
Do you have Ching Chang? Ching Chang Chong?
What, sir?
Ching Chang Chong?
We don't have, sir.
What? Can you tell me what you look for? Can you say Ching Chang Chong?
Would you like a sashimi rice?
Yeah, sashimi rice. Yes, fine.
Kind of sashimi, okay. We have those kind of tuna or yellowtail or salmon.
Are you Okama? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, are you an Okama? Are you
no,
Okama?
Sir.
Huh?
No, sir.
Do you know what is Okama?
Yes, I know that Japanese, right?
Okay. What about? Can I order kusomaki?
I don't think I can check your order, sir.
I wanted you to make me a big kusamaki for me. A big kusamaki. Okay?
Me?
Yeah.
Change the phone? He's mocking. He's mocking, you know. Like the food we don't have. Or, you know, mini money more or something like that. He doesn't want to. I asked the order, he didn't say anything. I kept walking.
Mocking? Then just turn off. Turn off. He's not ordering anything.
No, he's asking something, but, you know, like, kind of.
If you feel weird,
hello? Right. All right, so kusomaki is a shit roll. I don't know. And what did I ask him if he is? But I'm presuming Cracklemania did this. He was suggesting this in the chat room. Can you tell me what that, whatever that was?
forgot what it was, and I don't know what it means. Please. Thank you, Prank Call Mania. Very good. See? This is why we have a chat room, everybody. Again, I am Carlito, host of Madhouse Radio, doing a show as I usually do on Sunday nights. You're listening to Carlito's Madhouse Radio, or Madhouse Live, whatever, on Prank Call Nation. PrankCallNation.com is a website. If you enjoy Prank Call Nation, and you have the means to do so, we would ask you that you help support, keep us afloat, keep us going. You can help us out by supporting us over at patreon.com/prankcallnation. Once again, that's patreon.com/prankcallnation. Give us a hand, why don't you? I think you can support us with as little as a dollar a month. Oh yeah. And again, if you weren't aware, you can watch a YouTube feed without music, but with the prank calls and with me and whoever else joins the show later talking. Over at madhouselive.com, probably the best place to get a hold of that for you. And if you are doing that, please help me out by liking and subscribing. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you. Yeah. All right, let's do another one. Actually, no. Let's call that place back. Fukumaki, indeed.
Okay, Tom.
Yes, I'd like to make an order, please.
Sure, what can I get for you?
I like one. Do you have any shrimp tempura rolls?
Sorry, your voice is breaking, sir.
Shrimp tempura roll? Do you have any of those?
Yes, okay. We do.
All right, one kusomaki.
One shrimp tempura bowl.
Kusomaki.
Kusomaki?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know what it is.
Can you? Is there someone there who speaks Japanese? Might be able to tell you.
Oh yeah. Let me hold on just a moment.
Okay. Kusumaki?
Futomaki?
No, kusomaki.
Same guy?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on?
Okay, so you wanted to have the shrimp tempura roll.
Yeah,
okay, and the water sea was a little older.
Kuso roll? Kusomaki? Kuso roll?
Okay, yeah, I put the Japanese, the server, put it on, and then he didn't understand what you really want.
Well, maybe he's, is he from Kyoto, do you know, or where?
Okay, so...
I'm from Kyoto.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
But still, we don't know what we really want. So, did you check our website? And can you give me
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's all the same stuff. It's all the same stuff everywhere. Kuso? Kuso?
Menu?
Kuso? What about kuso?
We don't have that.
You don't have kuso?
We don't.
Okay. Okay, desu? Can you ask him about desu?
No, we don't.
Okay, you stupid motherfucker. You're really fucking rude, you know that? And you people are stupid.
Okay, you have to, you know that this is the monitor, the recording.
No, so fuck
I
you.
So I can, you know, link to the police station.
Yeah, so you can masturbate to my voice. Yeah. Masturbate to it. Okay, that was fun. I'm gonna have to try to remember those words. Shit, I'm half tempted to call Japan now and fuck with them saying those words. But they're so, like, polite and forgiving there. It's hard to prank Japan. The only success I've really had in Japan is pranking foreigners there. Like the French guy that I pranked at a few times in that state, the Manhattan Hotel or something like that, New York Hotel. He's a chef, French chef. Alright. I feel like trying to make an order for Cold Stone Creamery, which is really stupid, because how do you, like, you can't make an order ahead for, like, the ice cream that they mix on the table and everything. They usually get thrown aback when I first say it. Sometimes I'm like, okay, go ahead. I've had that like twice now. Like, okay, go ahead. Wait a minute. No. I don't take orders. I forgot about this part of this. I haven't heard this album in a while. This is Monster Island Czars. Hang on. Here we go, listen. Come this far to hold up. If you smoke how I smoke, two bulls will pass on the roll up. Nigga, grow up or just blow up. We got it locked down and sewn, full blown. So don't make me wait another night, cause tonight we gonna fuck all night long like some Mary Jane record. Swig a whole fifth and get that ass butt naked. You used to diss me, now you straight
the fuck
miss
is
me.
That? That's
caught
awesome.
Your mind whiskey, tipsy off the whiskey. What I tell you about the bourbon? We puff urban, keep it swerving. You wanna beef? We can beef. That is awesome. Alright, fine. Done. I don't think somewhere with the name Health in the name is going to be open right now. Kinder Mission Valley. Apartments, too late for that. There's an alehouse, probably too loud. 7-Eleven. See what kind of people live in this neighborhood.
Good evening, 7-Eleven. How do I help you?
Hey, yes, I'm calling from the corporate office. My name is Tim. How are you, sir?
Okay.
Good. I need to do a customer survey, a weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer you could put on the line? They get to have a $30 gift certificate. Hello?
Can I hold for 10 seconds?
Okay, thank
and
you.
Call somebody else to intervene.
Okay. There's almost like a call waiting thing happening with Voxox tonight. It's really weird. I don't know why that would happen. Because it doesn't have an incoming number. As far as I know. As far as I know, it don't. Yeah. If it does, Bookaboo probably found it.
Hello?
Hey, boy.
Yes, do you want to hold a second and I take care of these guys real quick?
Well, can you ask them if they want to do the survey? They tell them they get $30 each.
Oh, so how do they get it?
They talk to me on the phone, I ask them 5 questions, and they get
$30. Or
$30? Mm-hmm, $30.
Okay, let me ask them.
Okay.
Okay, 1 second.
Thank you. What the fuck? They hung up on me. He asked them. Sounded like some brothers, and they're all like, "No, man, no, I ain't gonna do that, no, man." Been doing that, man.
Good afternoon. Do you have another mail here?
Yeah. Did we get disconnected?
Hello.
We get disconnected?
We are busy now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm doing the survey. I'm calling to do a customer survey. $30 gift certificate. Whoever answers it.
No, nobody likes to talk to you. All customers.
Well, is Banchod there?
3-4 or so.
Banchod? Banchod?
Who?
Banchod?
No.
No? You know Banchod?
No, I don't know.
Do you have sisters? How many? How many sisters you have? My friend, indeed. It's always my friend. When those types of people aren't getting their way, right? I'm going to answer a third. I'm going to answer a motherfucker. Okay, the Nazareth School, that'll be closed. Basilica Library, closed. Toyota dealership, closed. What time is it over there? 8-something? I don't know. I got nothing for him. Jack in the Box, now. Oh, Polo Loco. Alright, how about a nonsense order to the Subway or restaurant? Okay. I wish Brad were around Arby. He could get me some pizza customers. I love those kinds of calls, man. I'm sure Dwight sent me numbers, too. We can do it here in a little bit. My hair is on crack. It itches. Hey, how you doing, Mama?
Who is this?
Hi, I'm. My name is Cross.
How may I help you?
I want to make an order, little girl, little honey baby. Sensitive. But I asked for it. Damn. She's just straight up saying, fuck you. Fuck you, man. That's what she says. Precisely what she said. Thinking breaking maybe like 20 minutes or so. Yeah, I'm gonna hold out. Alright, Mexican restaurant, not feeling it. Rite Aid Pharmacy. Alright, I feel like asking about black people's hair creams. Or shaving powder. They have shaving powder now. It's in the ethnic side, the urban hair care product. Does it make your hair fall off of your face? Or does it just go on your face after you shave? And why do only black people use it? No appointment
necessary. Thank you for calling your friendly neighbor, Dryas. Uh-huh. Have you had a today?
How are you?
Hello, good.
Hello, it's her. I like the way you said, I had a question about us. See if you had a certain product there.
Okay, can you hold on 1 second, please? Hold on.
Why? Fucker.
Well, what is it you're looking for?
Yes, it's in the colored people section. The hair care, colored people hair care products.
Okay, hold on a second. Yeah, I'm kind of tied up at the restroom at the moment. Can you hold on?
Then why would you come and ask me then?
Yeah, hold on again.
Fucker.
Yeah, sorry, we're both at the registers right now when he called. So what is the product? I'll take a look, see if we have it.
It's Negro Shave Powder.
Oh, the shave powder? It's coming like a little can?
For Negroes.
Does it come in a little can?
Yeah.
Well, what's the specific name of it?
It's a gold can, paper kind of can.
Gold can? Gold? Okay, let me take a look. Hold on.
Will you bring it with you so you can read something off to me while I masturbate?
Yeah, if we have it, I will. Sure. Hold
okay,
on.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hey, boy.
Yes, the only one we have is called Magic Shave Powder. It's a 4.5 ounce.
All right. Do you have it with you?
I have it.
Can you read the directions for me? Because I threw my can out. I used it all on my anus.
Let me see what it says here. Read all caution statements below. It says wait 36 hours after using any razor, shaving product, or... Let's see, do not use after perspiring, do not wash face before use, Do not use after prolonged sun exposure. Just do not use with any aftershave product.
Huh. Really?
It says only to be used to remove facial hair.
Oh, so does, what does it say?
Sealed. That's all it says.
What does it say about my pubic hair, though? Come on, man. Come on, man. See if I can get the chick to answer.
Hello. You've reached your right age.
Hello. Sounds like my mother-in-law. Ugh. Oh, they will not answer now. Oh, they said they were busy. Leave them be. Leave them be. Moving on. Move along. Move along. Basset Hound Rescue would be fun during the day. I gotta do a day show. I mean, God. I think Dialer said he's gonna be coming back on the air on Monday. Monday, Monday, Monday. I'm gonna call a different 7-Eleven, see if I can get them to cooperate with the customer survey. I could feel it right in the grasp of my fingers. That last call. Well, the last 7-Eleven call we just did a few minutes ago. Rather.
7-Eleven?
Hey, how you doing, boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to do a customer survey.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time because I have customers.
Is there, where's the overseer at?
Oh, he's not here. I can't give you the phone number because I called him. He's not answering. So
it's just you house Negroes running stuff today?
Well, this is a 7-Eleven store you called.
Yeah,
but I'm busy, so I can't do no survey or nothing.
Yeah, I know,
so,
but well, I have to ask.
You have a nice day.
Yeah, fuck you. He was not pleased with my house Negro comment, nor would I be. I would be upset if I were one. Which I'm not, of course I'm not. Hit the road RV. Probably close. Okay, here is Hit the Road RV. Oh, dude. Oh.
This is Gary.
Hey, how you doing, Gay? Gary?
Gary.
Gary with the RV place, right?
Right.
Oh, thank goodness. When is your showroom open tomorrow? I'm presuming you're about to close if you haven't closed yet tonight.
Yeah. You know, I would have to give you a call in the morning and let you know for sure about tomorrow.
Are you being an asshole or something?
No, I can't tell you right now what time someone's going to be there.
Why? Is this like a fly-by-night place?
No, it's not, but I gave most of the people the day off, so I'm not sure if someone's going to be there.
Oh, because it's Black Monday, right?
Well, there you go.
Okay. So you think maybe Tuesday I could come by?
I could. Oh, for sure. I'm gonna give you a call in the morning.
Okay. Can my wife come with me?
Of course.
Okay. And do we get to like see inside the model RVs or the RVs themselves? See how they look inside, sit at the console and all that?
For sure.
Okay. All right. Can I, like my wife gets worried about like high pressure sales. Would you allow us to discuss it inside the RV privately for a minute or two before we go back to the office?
You can dig all the time you want.
Okay. All right.
I'm kind of a sleep by, you know, you sleep on it if you like.
Oh, okay.
That's not me.
Okay. That's perfect. Well, so my wife can't make it, but what I want to do just to check how like the layout is with someone else in there, because it's going to be me and her. I have like a mannequin. Can I bring that just to put it, you know, in the different seats and take some pictures on the cell phone? I can text her so she could see what it kind of looks like.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. And then my mannequin is actually like a sex toy doll. And I figure if I'm alone there, I'm going to want to fuck it, you know?
Yeah, no, it's not a problem.
Can I fuck it everywhere? Like, does the RV have a bathroom?
Any place.
Is it big enough for fucking the bathroom, do you think?
Probably.
Yeah? Okay, good, good. What else is there? Nice tight compartments in there? Oh, yeah, probably, yeah. Awesome. It's an awesome dude. He's like, you can sleep in there, you can fuck, you fuck doll in there. Sure, man. Alright, so we're calling back the guy that does the bail bonds and is... Well, let me change the caller ID. But yes, I'm calling him back.
Bail bonds.
Yes, hi. If my friend just got picked up, how does it work exactly? Do I come, like, sign for him with you? Or do you go down there and, like, get signatures?
Hey, picked up in Hawkins County, sir?
Yeah.
Do you know what he got charged with?
I guess it's going to be misdemeanor possession of marijuana, because, like, he was... The dog, they had the dog walk around the car, and the dog started barking, and they went in and found...
Yeah. All right. The way it works is, you know, when the judge sets him a bond, bonding companies charge 10% of whatever the bond is. So if it's a $1,000 bond, we charge $100. Plus, there's a $25 filing fee and a $12 state tax that we have to charge per bond.
Oh, Jesus Christ, help me, God.
So it's a $137 if it's a $1,000 bond.
Shit, really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. If it's just a simple possession, it may be just $500 bond, which is $87.
Okay.
But I have to wait until he gets booked in and see what the judge says on what his charge is.
Well, he's a real motherfucker for this, you know that? I shouldn't help him out at all. Shit, right?
And then the way that works is we generally, you know, we have, all bonding companies normally have anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 people on bond at about any given time. That's hard for us to keep up with them. So, one, you know, liability issues and all that. So,
are they closed?
We generally get somebody to co-sign the bond.
Is the judge not going to be setting bonds and all that tomorrow because it's Martin Luther King Day?
No, he'll actually, the judge should set it tonight.
Fuck.
You know, what it is, when the jail gets him in there, they process him, mm-hmm. and then they send basically the charges that the officers charged him with.
Yeah.
They fax that to the judge's house. And he looks it over and faxes them back, tells them what to put the bond at.
Will they, like, fuck him tonight in there and stuff? Because I'm worried about that, you know? Will they fuck?
I'm sorry. I mean, I don't. It does go on, but it's not all that common in county jail.
No,
but they could.
They could fuck him.
Yeah.
He's like a real pretty boy looking motherfucker. You know, he's like.
So yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, he's a real pretty boy. He's a fucking. I think he's a faggot, but.
Oh,
motherfuckers.
Yeah. I've heard of it happening.
Yeah.
I have, I mean.
Yeah. So what does he have to do then? Who does he have to masturbate, you know?
I don't know about who he's going to do all that to.
Yeah? Yeah.
I don't know, Bubba or Leroy or who, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the homies. Listen, come on, seriously, what do I need to do? Do I need to go down there and suck your dick or what to get the process started?
Well, you ain't going to touch me at all. I can tell you that right now.
Well, listen, listen, motherfucker, you. I need to get this shit taken care of, motherfucker.
Well, I tell you, attitude like that, you ain't going to get.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So what do I do? I can fax you the payment.
No, that don't work. How long ago was it when your buddy got picked up?
How long has it been?
Yeah.
Like 3 hours?
3 hours, yeah. He should be booked in by now.
Yeah, okay.
Have you heard anything from him? Has he called you or anything?
Yeah, well, yeah, he did. He said that there was a guy named Lysol who was masturbating and looking at him and, like, mumbling, like, talking really soft.
Right,
Lysol was his name.
Maybe Bubba would get a hold of him one time he's there.
Yeah, because he's a little shit.
You might just leave him there, you know.
He's a little
enjoy
shit.
Himself for
yeah,
a while.
He's a little shithead.
Well, maybe he could go down and knock on the door and see if they join you.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Or see if they'll let you join, you know.
Are you a big boy? How big a boy are you?
I don't know.
How big a boy are you?
How big a boy am I?
Yeah.
I'm an adequate size, I guess.
You ought to be a good tussle between me and you then.
I doubt that.
Well, we'll find out, motherfucker.
Hey, anytime you feel froggy there, little boy.
Well, yeah, I am. I like to do wrestling, get real close contact and smell each other's bodies. You know, and touch each other's genitals.
Yeah. You can't take this shit seriously.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. At least you're having a good time with my prank to you. Thank you. I called you earlier. You were really kind of... Like, you jumped on my case really fast. Just because I said, like, why do you answer like that? You're like, I ain't gonna do shit for you, motherfucker, you said to me. I was like, damn. Like, Bill Bond's got serious business.
I deal with pieces of shit on a daily basis, and when somebody calls me and they got an attitude problem, I tend to get one back real quick, fast, in a hurry.
Is there a lot of Bill Bondsmen in town anyway? It's like, fuck you, go to the next motherfucker kind of thing, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Fuck them, right?
We're all that way. We deal with people on a daily basis who have typically bad attitudes, and they call us, and they're demanding on what we're going to do. Well, the thing is, you know, it don't really work that way. We choose who we want to get out of jail, and we choose who we want to put up with. And you got a bad attitude, we're probably going to leave your ass there.
Yeah, because then you know. Think if they're an asshole, they're probably going to be a flight risk. Fuck them anyway, right? What if they bounce on bail, skip on bail? You're going to be out the fucking money, motherfucker? Fuck that motherfucker, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you can kind of tell who's kissing ass a little too much, and you can kind of tell who's, you know, been in and out of the system and just demanding and all that kind of stuff.
All that kind of stuff. Amen. All right, well... Yeah. Thanks for letting me prank call you there, buddy. You have a computer?
Yeah.
Can you want me to send you to my website for my show that I do?
Not really. Well, what kind of show is it?
It's a comedy show. A comedy radio show.
I count genitals and stuff.
Am I going to see some dicks or anything on there? Because
no.
I really don't want to see that.
No.
Yeah. I don't want to see no guy groping another guy or anything.
No, nothing like that at all. No.
It's funny when I hear about these inmates are forgetting it, but, you know.
No, nothing like that at all. Can I just give you the site? You go there now, let me know if you get it up.
You said you was prank calling me. How did you get my number?
You posted it on Swap Shop.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, tall. I'm surprised you didn't figure that out. Are you ready for the website or no? Can you go there now or what's going on?
Yeah, go ahead.
it's the Glory Hole Show. So it's gloryholefoundation.com.
Oh, Lord.
Glory Hole what?
Foundation.com.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
So, you just pick people out of a hat and call them?
Yeah, that's the name. The show is, like, we're the Glory Hole Foundation, and we just do really rude and crass prank calls. Well, I think the website's down for the moment anyway, because we're poor. We don't have any support.
I didn't find why you called me from a Connecticut number earlier, and now a 43 number.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, bookmark it and go to it like in a week. Maybe it'll be back up.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
That sucks that Glory Hole GHF is down and we can't do the calls to Glory Hole Foundation now. But hey, I didn't make it. I don't know. Who was it? Gordo? Who made Glory Hole GHF? Is it the Dashy thing? A Gordo thing? I don't know. One of them cats. Bring it back. Come on. Bring back Glory Hole Foundation. What happened? Is there drama behind it? Was it flagged somehow? Is that what happened? It's funny. In that case, it was funny to use it. Sometimes it's hard to get them to go to because of the name of it. At least they had a sense of humor and they laughed. Well, that was nice. We gotta be deceased to pretend we weak. Okay, I think I'll take that break I've been scrounging about for some time now. When I come back, there's a lot of Dwight numbers. I know Neon said that Neon wanted to go on. She wanted to go on. Dwight wants to join, probably. I know Dwight sent numbers. He usually has a whole myriad of crazy stuff going on. We can call more Swap Shop, or we can just fuck around. But I got nothing I really got to do tomorrow, so it's all good. Let's just have fun. I'll be back in about 6-7 minutes or so. Is that all right? You guys all right with that? I'm going to try not to bring popcorn back with me because it's so rude. I just keep eating popcorn. I'm like, come on, come on. I really got to get away from that. Rude. I'll be right back after this. Thank you, folks. I'm going to try it out. Okay. I'm going to try it out. I'm gonna try it out.
You're listening to Madhouse Live on the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation.
Radio will be back right after this.
Crisis line, may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Summer, and I just got an emergency call from my office line.
Okay. I'm sorry?
I guess somebody called from there, and something about a violent call.
Yes. The who was the person that? I'm sorry. First of all, is this your business?
Yes, ma'am.
This is your business.
This is my business.
Well, and who is the person that's on the voicemail of your business?
Any idea who you're talking about, ma'am?
Okay, but I'm asking you, when I called the number and I left a message, there's a male's voice that's answering. Is that one of your coworkers or associates?
That is actually the company that we go through our voicemail for. We pay them to do the voicemail.
The gentleman who answered and said, this is so and this is this name and this is, I mean, that gentleman is just an answering service?
It's an answering service, yes, ma'am. It's actually a voicemail answering service. I don't know.
Hold on a second. I understand. You can tell me that you don't understand. It doesn't matter. It's out of my hands now. I've already reported the phone number. If they investigate and I was incorrect, then so be it. But it was my responsibility to report the phone number that I received an extremely hostile call from the male that actually is the same voice that answered that number. And it was a hostile call. It came from two different phone numbers. That was the first phone number that it came from. And he was extremely hostile. This is an emergency. I understand, and let me just tell you where I'm coming from so that way you know what it is, and then we'll hang up, and then we can get past it.
I just got woken up knowing nothing that's going on. Please do not yell at me, okay? First off, I need you.
I'm not. I'm just...
No, you're yelling
at me, ma'am.
Okay?
I'm running a business myself here. This is an emergency line. So I just want to let you know that the number was reported. If it was done incorrectly, I apologize. But okay. That is the phone number that I received a call from.
What kind of business do you run, ma'am?
I'm sorry, this is it. I said this is an emergency line, and that doesn't matter. You and I can't spend a lot of time discussing back and forth. All I can say is I received a hostile call, and I reported it, and that's all I did, and that's my responsibility.
Now, I'm receiving a hostile call, too, ma'am.
No, I didn't. I just left a voicemail letting you guys know that I did that, and I needed to let you know that I reported the phone number. I don't know where the organization is. I don't know what your business is. I don't know any of that. I just know that that's where I received the call from.
We run a strip
club. So I was letting you know.
We run a strip club.
I'm sorry?
No, we run a strip club, and there's not hardly any people in here that are hostile until they get really, really drunk.
It was a male voice. It was the same male that answered your voicemail. So if that's an answering service, it's just a little weird that your answering service, the person who, it literally was the same voice.
Very strange.
And I received, yeah, it is. But the most strangest part is that I received the hostile call from somebody from this phone number. And he was extremely hostile. I mean extremely.
What exactly
very verbally abusive. He cursed. He called me a lot of names. This is an emergency helpline. I'm sorry?
What exactly did he say?
Ma'am, I don't talk like that, so I'm not going to say what he said, but he called.
I need to know so I can write this down, so I can get in touch with us.
He called me a mother effer. He called me a b
word.
That word again,
on email? How dare you? I said abbreviate.
I did say mother effer. That is not the word, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, I'm sorry, but I think you, I did not use it.
So wrong. You could have said MF. No.
Bye-bye now, ma'am. I think you're just, I'm going to call and report you now.
There's no reason.
Now I'm calling to report you. I'm going to report you now that there's a female calling.
You're reporting me?
Yes, because you were doing the same thing. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
How dare you.
She didn't know that was a fake.
She didn't figure out until the very end. That's funny now. That's funny now, man. That is funny now. Oh my god, dude, that lady. She's like, I don't repeat those words. I don't repeat.
Didn't know he's putting on a voice.
I didn't call her a mother effer, did I? Did I say that? I probably did.
We'll catch on the replay, huh?
Yeah, I can replay it, though. I definitely can.
About 10 minutes ago, guy tried to break in my truck.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
This is a long-legged test out Puerto Rican.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
It works for the Kirby Vacuum Company. Hello?
Hello?
This is Steve. Steven?
Steven?
Yes.
No, who's this?
Oh, hi. Well, I'm looking for Steven. I'm calling from regarding the layaway that he plays today.
Yeah.
All right.
Hang on just a moment.
Oh, he is there. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Cross. I'm calling from you put a layaway today?
I did.
All right, yeah. We had a problem here in the layaway center in the back of the store. There was some horse playing going on, and a lot of the receipts got mixed up, and the computer isn't working right. So can you let me know what exactly did you put on layaway here? Because if not, we're going to lose your deposit.
I'm going to lose my deposit? I don't think so.
Well, you can help me out, Steven, and be helpful.
Well, I'll tell you what you give it. Don't say I'm going to lose my deposit.
Well, obviously, if you...
I have a receipt. I paid $50.
Yeah, well, that,
so you're giving it back to me one way or the other.
That receipt won't count unless you tell me what it is that you got. You know, I have to put it down the computer, the new computer.
Well, I'll tell you what it is, but you know what? You need to figure out what you're doing, because you ain't doing the right thing. You don't tell somebody that they paid $50 and they're going to lose it if I don't tell you what I put on layaway.
Well,
if I paid you $50, I have a receipt for it. If you screw up, I get my money back.
Well,
you may think differently, but that's not the way it works.
Well, there has to be some kind of. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, Mr.
I know you just okay. I got a 32-inch LED TV, a Pro Scan.
You got a 32-inch LED. So you didn't have the CDs and the construction paper.
Nope, I got a 32-inch LED Pro Scan TV, $250-some.
And you put down a $50 deposit.
I put down a $50 cash deposit.
All right. Well, because of your attitude here, I'm just going to – hang on. Let me see here. Because of the problem we're having here, the way you're treating me?
The way I'm treating you?
I'm changing. That's a,
I think the way you're treating me.
That's a $40 deposit now, according to the new computer records here. Let me get that.
Well, not a, okay, well, I'll go talk to the store manager then.
Hang on, I'm going to print you a new receipt.
I have my own receipt, so it doesn't matter.
I just voided it.
That's okay. It's you a void receipt. I have my receipt.
Hey, don't curse to me or I'm going to take out more money from your deposit.
Okay? No, you're not.
As a matter of fact, you know what? The TV, we're sold out of the TV. We don't have any more of them. The TV sold out.
Okay, well, I'll be in tomorrow to talk to your store manager.
The TV sold out, sir, so I'm sorry since you didn't come pick it up and pay it off in time, you lost your deposit.
I don't think so.
Well, if you look at the paper, it says there your initial deposit is not recoverable if you don't pay for it before it's out of the store.
It's today. I did it today. How can I pay for it out of the store? I got 8 weeks to pick it up.
Not anymore because it ran out.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow.
Asshole.
Douchebag.
Stupid shit.
Don't say that.
You're fucking ridiculous, man.
Put your wife
Are
on
you
the line.
Serious?
Your wife on the line because she might be a little nicer than your stupid asshole. Son of a bitch.
Well, you remember what this guy's name was?
No, he didn't tell me what his name was.
Wow, you need to find a new job, buddy.
Why? I'm not going anywhere. I'm the supervisor.
Because you don't do very good at what you do.
I'm the layaway manager, okay?
Well, that's beside the point. You don't treat customers like you do.
Why? Because you came and you're so cheap and you can't put the TV, you can't buy it, $250?
No, that's not the point. I don't want it.
What's your gross annual income? What's the matter?
More than yours, I guarantee it.
Obviously not, because I bought 2 TVs last year for Christmas.
So what?
I bought a 42-inch TV LCD plasma. LCD.
Well, I'm watching a 60-inch plasma right now. Is that what you got?
Well, that,
I'm watching a football game on Thursday night.
Then why
on
you're
a
buying?
60-inch plasma.
Then why are you buying a small?
I'm
TV?
Buying it for my motorhome. It's just a motorhome TV. Is all that is.
Motorhomes. You know what?
It's not even going in my house.
Motorhomes are for meth heads and stupid dumb rednecks named Steve.
Yeah, and you're one of them.
I'm a stupid redneck. Yeah, I sound. My name is. You know my name? My name is.
No,
Cross.
I don't.
Cross Lopez. Do I sound like a redneck to you?
Oh yeah.
Call in toll free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever, ever make you who you are.
Vic, known to keep a no-joke vocal and given a chance, yoke your slowpoke local yokel. Don't smoke krill, won't need topo. If the fluoride don't...
All right, I'm back, everybody. Thanks for hanging in during the break. All up in the Pope's grill with quick game and crush. I know it was a long break, but it felt like it went by so fast. Let me hold the buggy, police can't bust me. Time distortion. 5 minutes, no job minutes, I leave no live witness. For you, 2%. Well, as you knew already, I'm Carlito, hosting Madhouse Live Radio. For lack of a better word, term for it. Word term. Yeah, that's a legit word. The website is madhouselive.com. Subscribe to the podcast there. Would appreciate it. Also, prankcallnation.com has the Prank Call Nation podcast. Yes, so Mr. Charlie, I kindly shut the fuck up. I'm trying to twist this molly. Dope skill. Definitely check that out. Yeah. Enough to piss barley. All right, let's see what we got here number wise from Dwight. See if he sent anything yet. Dwight, are you there? You there, Dwight?
Hey!
Have you sent numbers? I wasn't looking at your thing yet.
Oh yeah, I sent a bunch.
Cool.
Just, you know, Facebookers and some Craigslist shit along with some 7-Elevens and Waffle Houses.
Sounds good. It's going to take me a second to copy paste this. So help me out here. I haven't listened to it back yet. Your show last night.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta turn the music off. I haven't listened back to it yet, and I haven't uploaded it yet. My bad. I was busy today, but... Do you know when I said that's Prankmaster? Do you know, where did you get that number from? Was that a Craigslist ad you replied to?
What the fuck were we calling about?
I don't remember now.
It more than likely was Craigslist. Or no, wait. I don't think I did any Craigslist. I think I did like three numbers for Craigslist. Okay. So it had to be a Facebooker.
It was a Facebooker. Okay.
But he was weird as shit.
Yeah, that guy was weird as shit, indeed.
Mr. Clay was like, that's him, that's Prankmaster.
I was pretty sure it was. I'm definitely positive it was someone trolling you. Yeah.
It would probably have to be pretty difficult, because I just, random times throughout the day, because Dashy's tool will only show you, like, the Facebookers from the past hour.
Yeah,
so and just periodically throughout the day, I would go and just grab some Facebookers. So it'd be pretty hard to, you know, be throwing that number up there and being able to troll us.
Yeah, unless they were spamming it, but I'm sure Craigslist would
when they spam them, I ignore them. Yeah. If I see this, it shows the same little thumbnail, I just blow right by them.
Yeah. Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe there's another person out there who likes goofing on the phone.
Oh, he was. Oh, he was the couch guy.
The couch guy.
Oh, the free trampoline. Okay. I just saw that one. Let me go try to get that number again.
Okay.
We can test it out.
In the meantime, I'm going to call a. See if I can get them to flip them breakers.
Woo. When is he gonna stop rhyming? When you like stop, sign him. I'm from the rock bottom. Glocks popping, cops that got them. Neighborhood watch pop pop. Alfonso speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, my name's Adam Erlander. I'm calling from the corporate office. We need you to do a quick reset of the breakers, please.
A quick what, sorry?
Reset of the power breaker.
Alright. Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, we haven't received any of your data yet. So what that'll do is actually reset the internet connection, and we'll reestablish data. But everything is going to stay on. There's a battery backup system for the data connection there, and there's a generator that'll kick on automatically. So we just... kind of need to get this reset real quick.
Okay. Is it all right if I hang up and do it?
Is this a cordless phone, or is there a phone there?
Sorry?
Is there a cordless phone?
This is a cordless phone, yes.
All right, can you take it there, please? I need to tell you, make sure specifically you're doing the right one. I'm sorry, it's just for liability.
Okay.
All right. Let me know when you're there. I appreciate it.
All right, give me just a second.
Okay.
And which one am I looking for?
Well, we're just going to do them all. Can you tell me what you're looking at? You should see the main panel, the breaker panel there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see.
Just keep
going. Even the pumps, the dispensers, the turbines, that stuff too?
Yeah, you need to switch that off, but they stay on because the generator kicks in within less than a second. The backup generator kicks in.
All right. Okay, give me just a second then.
Right. Just let me know as you're doing
it. I'm sorry?
Just go ahead and let me know when you start and when you finish. And that'll have you go
okay,
up.
Okay, well, I'm starting now.
Okay.
Should I turn them all off and then all on, or should I turn them off, on and off at one at a time?
I'm sorry. I should explain this better. Just go down turning them all off, and when you're done, tell me, and then I'm going to have you go back in reverse and turn them all back on.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, the pumps are turning off, and they're not turning back on.
Well, just keep going down. The quicker we do this, the quicker it'll be done.
All righty.
Fat's in the fire now.
and this is going to start messing with...
The telephone, the telephony. Yep, it is. Da-da-da-da!
Hey!
I am nice the job.
Still the Breaker King, guys. What's up, Neon?
Hi.
What's up, Dwight?
Hey, at the top there, that Alex. That's the one we called last night about the trampoline.
All right, let's ask. Let's get to see if that's they know who it is. Prank Master. I still haven't copied any of your numbers. God, I'm stupid.
Oh, hey, Curly, I put some numbers that Dwight gave me last night that I just didn't get to.
Okay.
Do you want to use them?
Thank you.
Awesome.
How late did you go on last night, Mia?
I honestly don't remember what time it was. I think it was like a 2-hour show or something. I don't know. For like 5 minutes of pranks.
All right, so this is the number. Here we go. Free giant trampoline from last night. You guys especially sounded like our old pal, Prankmaster. Prankmaster.
And be a cat.
Hello, this is Alex Baker with Sitters, etc. I'm either on the other.
Weird. Nope.
Aw,
damn. Will be a mystery forever.
Forever.
All right, Ricky Lee Plunkett. That's a name. Plunkett. Does that make you think about shitting?
He's an angry motherfucker too.
Yeah, Neon. Does it make you think about shitting?
Plunkett.
Plunkett.
No, it reminds me of that movie with Daryl Hannah, High Spirits. Did you ever see that movie?
No. Is it like Pocahontas?
No, they're like ghosts. They're like haunting, and they're like Irish ghosts or something. And their last name was Plunkett.
Like Ghost?
No, it's a comedy. It has Steve Guttenberg and stuff.
Oh, like Beetlejuice?
Okay.
Beetlejuice. Steve Guttenberg was in there, right? You've just destroyed. He played Beetlejuice. That was Michael Keaton. All right, so we get the Plunketts, and what's their deal, Dwight? What do we got here, buddy?
Nah.
Oh, if you click on his Facebook and look at his picture, that's what got him on the list, because he looks like a real fucking douchebag.
Okay.
And basically, he was like, he wants somebody to come fucking party and shit, and I told him I'd bring him a 6-pack of beer and some weed, we'd get fucking drunk and high, and then I'd suck his dick. And he didn't like that too much. He said it was against his religion, so that was the only thing holding him back. Oh, he deleted his Facebook. That was the only thing holding them back, apparently.
Wow. Okay, that's a reaction. All right, let's see. The other one is
new. Hello?
Hey, Ricky, what's going on?
Not much, who's this?
Oh, it's Cross. Are you good? Are you all right?
Who's this?
Cross.
Cross, who's Cross?
Cross, friend of yours, Cross.
From where?
Well, I knew you from from Forest Park High back in the day.
Huh?
We knew each other from Forest Park High.
Your name don't ring a bell, dude.
Well, they call me, I'm Cross. Everyone calls me Cross. Cross.
Okay, what's your real name?
Eddie. Eddie Cross.
Eddie. Yeah, and you're full of it too, dude.
Well, I saw you posted on Facebook that you felt you were depressed and everything. I thought maybe I'd give you a sensual massage, a body massage. Shit.
Uh-oh.
He's like, it's another one of them faggots. you said you did this call, right? Yesterday? Last night?
Yeah, I called him last night.
See if
he said, I don't do none of the faggot shit.
Talk to him, see if he's recognizing of you. It's coming
together. Step to the table, fumbling, yeah. Uh-oh.
He said if I showed up over there, he's gonna fuck me up and shit.
Nice. Okay, Michael Mouncer, who, blah, 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 New York, that's all we got. Oh, he's in a hotel. Woo-hoo. Fancy hotel.
Don't get
of that ass cap rap, got to crack the debt. X-ray trap with the wax on tables in the back.
Good evening, huh?
Yes, hello. I need to speak to a guest there by the name of Mouncer. Hello? Hello? What the fuck was that about?
Whoa.
That's customer service at its best.
Holy shit. He slammed that shit with anger, like, bang.
Evening, Hudson. Hello.
Yes, I need to speak to a guest there, please, sir.
Well, I can hear you now. Your phone cut out, so I could not hear you at all.
You slammed the guest, please, you slammed the door down pretty hard. Michael Mouncer.
What is the last name?
Mouncer. And without the attitude, please.
I don't have attitude. I'm trying to assist you, but your phone cut out. Yeah, you're cutting out on several people.
You have homosexual New York attitude.
Well, you know what? Would you like for someone else to help you? Because that is not necessary. Just call me that.
Is there a straight man I can talk to?
It's terrible.
Oh, shit. Fucked up. Sorry, guys. We love our gay listeners. LGBT. Yeah. I think there's like 8-10 letters to that now.
I know it's like LGBTQ.
LGBTQRSV17. Brought to you by Yahoo. Okay. All right. I think enough time has passed. One of you is going to have to try, though, okay? Hey, look at the Jar Jar
Bank label heads trying to play the emperor. Just the announcer guy?
Yes. Correct. Madame.
Hello.
Yes, I'd like to speak to a guest, please.
Yes.
The last name is Mouncer.
Spell that, please. Hello.
Oh, yes. Sorry, excuse me. I have a terrible connection here.
Yeah, it's breaking up. Mm-hmm.
The last name is Mouncer. Let me get the paper really quick.
Okay.
You know, I don't seem to have that in front of me. Maybe I should just take it by sound.
M-O-U-N-S-E-R. M? This is horrible. The connection's bad.
M-O-U.
Uh-huh.
N-C-E-R.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
You got it. Connecting now.
Thank you.
Faggot.
Please leave your name and a message. You may start your message now.
Oh, he ain't there.
He's ignoring me. Or is busy. Let me put a double star next to that. Maybe I'll call it back.
Ah.
If I can remember. Alright, Richard. Just checked in at the Disney's Grand California Hotel and Spa.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah?
It's a little overrated.
Sensual massages there?
Oh, maybe.
A little bit of Mimi action.
Calling the Walt Disney Travel Company. Our office is currently closed, but you can visit our website, Disneyland.com, or please call us again during regular office hours, Sunday through Saturday, from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
We need a more direct number for that particular resort. I was offered a job in that department at Disney, I remember.
Really?
Well, it was too far. Like, Disney, where I lived in Orlando, was still, like, maybe 40 minutes away. So I lived in East Orlando, so I had to cut through town and then take I-4. Problem is, most of the way there was either really bad traffic because of all the tourists. They all come from Orlando or from south of Orlando. So traffic in the attractions area is really bad, that's why. You can get there without sitting in traffic, but you pay like $2.50 in tolls.
Wow.
So for what they pay, it's not worth it.
Excuse me.
Yeah. But the one benefit would have been five free passes every 6 months, I think, or something like that.
You can just wow. Get them
off, yeah. I used to buy them for $30. I used to know someone who had a contact. He would get them and just, yeah, it would always say a different name on it. It was so weird. But $30 and I could go to all four Disney parks. It was awesome. You could just jump on. They had the whole bus system that takes you from one park to the other. So we could start out at Epcot, go to Animal Kingdom, and finish at, you know, MGM if we wanted to.
That's crazy. Yeah. Now here you can just get measles.
Hotel Pennsylvania, an Energy Star awarded property and the world's most popular hotel. We're conveniently located at 401
This is where the Hope Conference is.
33rd Street, directly across from Penn Station and Madison Square Garden. If you are calling about booking reservations,
it almost got closer for
you.
You
may choose to access our website at www.
Doesn't Matt and Zach something always call a Lennox hotel somewhere?
I did not hear your selection.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Your selection now.
I don't know my selection. All right, it seems like a lot of work doing, so just not feeling it. They're pissing me off. They're pissing me off. Edna lost an iPhone, or lost a phone, and she posted her new number. Edna, you know she's a looker, right?
Well, with that type of name, she's got to be sexy.
It has to be sexy. That was sexy like in... When that song, Pennsylvania 65,000, we just heard, when that was big, that was a sexy name, Edna. Back then, she was a looker back in the roaring 20s. She was a flapper. Pennsylvania 65,000.
Hello? Hello?
Edna?
Hello?
Edna?
Uh-huh.
Hey, you have a new phone.
Hello?
You have a new phone?
Uh-huh.
What happened to your other phone?
Who is this?
Oh, it's Eddie. It's Ed. Eddie.
I don't know, Eddie.
Oh, well, you told me to text you back at this or call you back at this number. You got a new number. I'm giving you a call back.
Oh, I don't know you.
Sure, like we're friends.
Eddie?
We're friends.
No, I don't know you.
We knew each other, you know? You don't remember me? We went to Southern University together.
No, I didn't go to Southern.
Yeah, you did. We went there together. Hello, Edna. She's boring. Fucking me up. Fucking up my flow. Her profile picture on Facebook is really disconcerting. It's like a sideways picture. You know what I'm saying? Like when you don't turn the phone the right way. Of some dude. Whatever. Can one of you check on the YouTube channel, see if that if you can hear me talking? Can you check to see if that's working or not?
I'm not
100% sure. Thank you for letting me know. You shouldn't hear music, you should just hear me talking in the call. Bruce has a 91 Chevy SWB extended cab. Okay.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing there, Hoss?
Well, all right, how you doing?
All right, motherfucker. I see you got a 91 Chevy motherfucking fucking thing here for sale.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah? Is the AC working in that motherfucker?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have one. The AC isn't working.
Yeah, right? Piece of shit. That fucking AC goes out. You might as well fucking throw in a fucking river. I burned two of my cars and took the insurance money.
Well,
because the AC stopped working on it.
Okay.
That's the only reason why. Yeah. When did you have the AC last serviced and recharged?
I haven't had it charged. It could use a little bit of Freon right now, but I mean, I ain't had nothing done to it. Fuck. I just traded it or bought it not too long ago.
Is it the factory one still on that? The factory compressor and all that shit, motherfucker?
I can't really actually tell you if it's the factory one or not, because I don't know, but I do know the original owner of it.
Oh, I know a way you can find out if you look at it.
Well, I'm not really all that worried about it, but how are you going to tell if I'm looking at it?
I can tell you where the code is. It's right on top of it. You can see it by just opening the trunk. The hood.
Oh, well.
Please.
It's dark out there right now.
Come on, I'll suck your dick if you do it.
Well, that's just too fucking bad, buddy.
Oh, come on.
No.
You don't want to play?
I don't think so.
We could fuck in the car, in the truck. Huh?
Yeah, you can fuck your bitch boyfriend, okay?
Okay. He's right here. Hey, Dwight. Oh.
Sorry, you said something there, but
that's fine.
When I disconnected to hear the audio, disconnect to hear the audio, there's no audio on YouTube, but then when we tried to come back in, it was showing you as connecting. Oh. So me and Neon are starting to talk, and then all of a sudden, boop, there you were.
Yeah. It's just some shit done happened. So, Neon, what's the status on the YouTube?
No sound.
Fuck! Damn it, that pisses me off. Right, let me see what. Do you have it open still?
Yeah.
Okay. So, see if I can get it so you can either hear ringing. The minute you hear either ringing or talking on there, let me know. Just keep it playing, okay?
Okay, but I'm in live time with you, so I'll have to hang up.
No. You can stay live. You hear an echo for like 10 seconds or something.
Okay.
You understand?
I think so.
If I do this, video trouble? No video trouble. Auto HD? No. And I got lying in. I should be lying in. I don't understand why. Monster Island.
I've never heard of it.
There's no such real place called.
Give me a second. I have an idea. Just a minute. When my man and me be pumping, both families be thumping, even granny. Here's last name Ricketts. DD, call me, text me, FaceTime me, prank call me, anything. I'm bored. All right. Dwight, you want to do Shantai?
Hey, let me talk to that bitch. Shantai. Ooh, she looks like you're a little young. We'll have to keep it PG then.
Keep it. Give her the Dwight meat.
No. Not going to.
I don't do crazy bitches.
No.
Hello?
Hey, Shantai.
Who is this?
Is Dwight.
Dwight from?
From the hood.
From the hood?
Yeah, I'm just fucking with you. What are you doing? I'm friends with Emmanuel.
Emmanuel?
Yeah. I call him E.
You call him E?
I call him E. I don't know what you call him, but I call him E.
Emmanuel. I don't know any Emmanuel.
Yeah, Adams. Last name's Adams.
Oh, Sean.
Yeah, I call him E.
Oh, wait. How you got my number?
I got it from him.
Sean gave you my number.
Yeah, he's sitting there telling me you're 18. You sound a little young, though.
I am.
You am what?
I am young.
How young's?
I'm 15.
What the fuck you doing on my phone?
You called me.
Don't raise your fucking voice to me.
Excuse me, you don't raise your fucking voice to me.
Hey, listen, bitch. We don't do that around here.
Bitch, like
you am,
mom.
You am what?
Hang up the phone, bitch.
Bitch, like your mom. Something like dick.
And you got a dick?
That makes no fucking sense.
You want to see? You could shove it down your throat. The fuck?
No, because I'll go to jail if I see your underage dick. He my, said to call I, this I bitch. She does all the dick suckings. But you're underage.
What?
Yeah, that's what he told me. He said you suck all kinds of dick, but you're too young. You're still an amateur. Never. You're not on the professional level yet.
Never was I sucking dicks. Your mom does, though. That's how she made you. They came in her mouth. That's why you.
Let me talk to your father if you know who he is.
I don't know who my father is.
Let me talk to him.
We can tell.
He's not here currently.
Well, let me talk to your mother's if you know who she is.
She's asleep, bitch. Do you know who your mom
is? Wake her up. I'm going to tell her about the dick-sucking activities you've been doing at night while she's sleeping. And I'm going to tell her about your dad giving you the bad touch.
Hey, honey, do you have to finish your homework?
She don't go to school.
Actually, I do.
What are you doing? What kind of homework do you have?
I don't have homework right now. Do you?
If you never have homework, then you must be really in stupid classes.
No.
Are you in those like remedial classes? Like, are you able to actually read?
No. She goes to one. I'm in advanced classes. I take college.
What kind of advanced are you in? AP classes or honors classes?
Yes.
Oh. Wow.
She goes to one of those schools where they have the daycares for her, like, three children's.
No, your mom does, though.
Oh.
Are you studying honors English?
I take honors in every fucking thing.
No.
Honestly, it doesn't sound like it.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no. Because if you actually took honors courses, you would be busy every fucking moment of the day. Wow.
No, I don't need to be busy every hour of the day.
Yeah, because if you're not busy, then you're going to get into trouble, and that's exactly what you're in right now.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You take that the phone, bitch. Take that advanced cock sucking over there?
No. Do you?
No. Don't worry about what I do. We're worried about you. Why are you on the phone?
Why are you on the phone?
No, I don't need to explain myself to you, honey. I'm an adult. You as a child should be seen and not heard. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You are a deviant of society.
And what are you?
Like I said, don't worry about me. I've got many years upon you, honey.
Don't worry about me.
We should be worried about you.
Why do they need to worry about me?
Because you're a shithole. You're a fucking shithole. You're so immature.
So are you.
You're an idiot. And you should just fucking die. You're boring. I don't know. Are you fearless? Do you think that you're fearless?
Listen to me.
You sound really stupid. No, I don't have to listen to you. I don't have to listen to anything that you say. You're an idiot. And you'll probably always be one. Look at the way that you talk to people. I got a guy named George that wants to give you some good rubbing. But we're going to leave him to himself for right now. See, honey, you're listening to what I'm saying. Because I own you. I own your ass.
No.
And if I don't, then you would just hang up the phone. Hang up.
I most definitely won't hang up the phone. But I'm not
okay. Cool. Stay on with us.
I got fine.
Cool. Yeah, because you're not going to do anything with your life. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're going to glory hole your ears. Yep.
Hi. Hello? Hello? is she doing?
She's fapping on the phone.
Yes, she is.
Pretty gross.
Yeah, man.
Is she cutting her arms or what?
I don't know. She's sawing on her arm with a piece of glass.
Beyond the way to make her go hang herself.
I don't care about little shits.
She went at it, man.
I don't know what would have been worse, Dwight, to sit there and try to sex up an underage girl just to tell her to end it.
Right?
Right? Which one's worse?
Alright, so Kevin. No, wasn't there someone I wanted to call back? I had a double story here.
The hotel,
Michael,
the hotel
Michael,
dickhead?
Mouncer.
Hudson. Yeah, the Hudson Hotel. Okay. Go ahead, Dwight. Try it.
Boy, you see me? Don't see me. Real recognize, real feel the pain of a heart broken and bleeding. Smoke the weed alone.
Hello?
What I'm needing, but slowly I'm speeding. Hoping to meet the devil on neutral ground so I can take back what he took before. Snuff him and shoot him down.
Bring Hudson, how about it?
How you doing there? I need to be transferred to a room there, sugar tits.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I need to be transferred to my brother's room.
Your brother's name or room number, please?
Yeah, it's Mouncer.
Could you spell that, please?
Mouncer.
Just a moment.
Just like it fucking sounds.
See you like come.
Please leave your name and a message. You may start your message now.
What? Motherfucker.
Alright, see if he picks up again.
Tommy didn't do his fucking job right.
Yes.
Okay, then. I do what Neon said.
You know what don't remind you of back in the day, Carlito? When that movie Fury came out, you gotta go get that sound clip where that guy yells machine.
Yeah, is it out yet on
it
video?
Comes out tomorrow. Okay. Or Tuesday.
Alright, cool. I'm gonna have to get some audio off of that, no doubt. Alright, we're ready to Chantal. Here's Kevin, he's got some Pitbull pups for sale, 10 weeks old. Did I call them already? I think I already talked to them once.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe not. But you do it, Dwight, because I'm still troubleshooting this YouTube issue. I need help. Thank you.
All right. Get the fucking puppies.
The puppies.
Some sweater puppies.
Make some puppies.
Hello.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what do you say there, rubber dick? We're calling about the puppies?
Yes.
You still got them?
Yes.
All right. How many you got? Because I'm trying to get two.
I've got three boys left.
Okay, they don't look alike, do they? I want two that don't look alike so I can tell them apart.
No, I've got one that's chocolate, I've got one that's red, and one that's black.
Okay, well, I'll take the one that's red. We're going to probably have to come to a negotiation. What type of price are you asking for them?
Well, the red one, I'm going to have two out of him. I've had my prices at $300, and I've dropped my price. The okay. Red one, I have to have two out of him and 150 out of each other one.
Okay, well, I'll take the red one. And are you going to come down on half on either of the other ones? Because being chocolate and black, I don't pay full price for minorities.
No, I'm not doing that, no. I've come from 300 down to 150. I've already cut my price in half.
I don't give a fuck. This is a consumer's market.
It don't matter. I don't care either.
Listen, motherfucker, you either give me them dogs at a reasonable price or I'll just help myself later on when you go to sleep.
Go try here, buddy.
I'm like a fucking ninja and shit. I got a glass cutter. I'll just let myself in.
I hope you do.
I'm gonna take the dogs, and then I'm gonna report you as a breeder without papers.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
More power to you, brother. Come on.
I was only gonna take two, but you're being an asshole. I might take all three just to prove a point.
No.
Tell you bring the law to him.
The law.
Where's Milkman?
I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, this is Kevin. Can't get him a phone right now. Leave me a message. I'll try to get back to you as soon as possible.
I do find it funny at the beginning. He paid no attention to me calling him Rubber Dick.
Yeah, Rubber Dick. He just glossed right over that.
You're listening to Madhouse Live. On the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation.
Well, that was unexpected. I don't even know how that
happened. You should have blasted that at his voicemail.
I don't even know how that happened. That's funny. Whoops. Oh, a little bit of Butterfingers there. Yeah, I'm probably going to be ending the show pretty soon. I don't think I can stay on much longer.
Aww.
What do you think? I do two shows a week now. I'm like Dwight. Well, he's doing three.
I thought he was going on a fresh is.
And G ought to be back. Yeah, I'm done. I'm done after this week.
You done? You quit?
Yeah.
I'm going to go on a break.
No, don't go. How long is, are you ready? Yeah, you can take it. It's tough, dude. Three shows a week for 3 weeks. Yeah. That includes editing all your shit and preparing your
video. Either that or just cut it down to one show a week for a couple of weeks.
Whatever takes time.
Well, G ought to be back this week, so that cuts out one.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, Dwight, but you say that, and then you get on all the shows, and then you get all tired.
Well, it's not as strenuous to go on the other people's shows. It's when you're doing your own show is when it fucking wears on you.
Yeah, I know that.
It is kind of stressful, man. Yeah, I agree. It is fucking stressful. It is fucking stressful.
It's hard to pay attention.
Going back to the list. Polonia? Polonia? Alright. They've got a C. Oh. 4 month old puppy CIC went missing. Okay, whatever. CSCSC. That's literally what it says on the ad. Me and my boyfriend's 4 month old puppy CSCSC went missing. And slow-mo, manipulating every moment through space, metabolize the seeds of wealth and let the dough flow, commit an act of violence and hate crimes against the popo.
Hello? Double barrel handheld
bazooka. Yeah, you have a Sia, what is it?
Hello?
Yeah, you have a dog that's missing.
Hello?
You have a dog that's missing?
Hello?
You have a dog that's missing? Oh, I have no idea what's going on now.
I don't know.
I've been having audio problems for a few days now.
That's not good.
What can you do? That's why this is the last prank of the night. Yeah.
No.
That is, I'm sorry. I should have an appointment tomorrow. I have a morning appointment tomorrow. I gotta go to Azteca Rentals. I wonder if they're Mexican. I'm done.
No way, man.
Yeah, this way.
Please leave your message for.
I am done. I am done. Maybe Dwight will do an after show. He's gonna say nope. Nope.
Dwight left. He's gone. Just filling in. Saying.
What about you, Neon? You do an after show.
No. You gotta go at least another half an hour.
No, I'm tired. No, seriously, I've been on for almost 3 hours. That's long enough for me.
I'm done. I'm done. Well, good night to you, Dwight and Neon. Thanks for joining me tonight.
Good night.
Thanks,
Dwight, for those numbers.
Recycle you. Those Bye. Numbers. Goodbye. Seriously. Just not feeling them right now. There's other stuff I want to do. Like eat leftover Chinese food. Oh, okay. Anyway, catch you here next week. Shine on, you crazy diamonds. Little monkey.
Excuse me?